Are you ready? The Cornelia Stephanie Show. Wake up to love, your call to action. Join Cornelia as she empowers others to live heaven on earth. Cornelia teaches listeners how to be the authority over yourself, embracing your inner guru. Feel yourself uplifted into limitless expansion, integrating ease and grace in a changing world. This show will cover topics such as unconditional love, your physical body, how to be in extraordinary relationships, create financial and emotional wealth, embracing entrepreneurship in the new earth.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Cornelia Stephanie Show, Stories of Hope. Just before I came on today, the song I'm hearing in my head is, we have joy, we have fun, we have seasons in the sun. You know that song, Connie Lee Bennett in the house? Do you know that song?
I do. Can I sing it with you? We have joy, we have fun,
we have seasons in the sun.
In the sun.
And then do you know the other lyrics that continue?
I'm stopped. What are the rest of the words?
I don't know, because that's all I'm hearing. We have joy, we have fun, we have seasons in the sun. And that's just joy. Such a fabulous energy to be in right now.
It is. Let's make up our own end of the lyrics. We have joy, we have fun, we have seasons in the sun. It's Cornelia's birthday and she is the sun of our lives. I don't know. Can we say that?
I like you. Welcome to the show, Connie Lee Bennett.
Thank you so much for having me. Oh my God, I'm so excited. I love your energy. I love you. I love what you're doing in the world. And I just feel such a beautiful connection. Thank you, my soul sister. I'm already having fun.
Yeah, you're already having fun. That's so good. We haven't even told the audience anything about you yet. But first, I want to find out, are you in the UK or where are you?
Well, I think it's fascinating that it's your birthday because I'm in the space of birthing something new. I'm currently live from Paris, France, not Paris, Texas, although I'd love to visit Paris, Texas. But I'm returning to the UK after 7 years in France at the end of the month. So I'm birthing anew.
So isn't that something that I asked you? Because, well, you have, you know, the UK accent, but definitely I feel your energy there. So it's wonderful that that I said that and that you're on your way there. I want to introduce you to one of our other friends that, you know, I do a podcast with one of our co-hosts, Nadine Searle. She's fabulous. She's, you know, wonderful. She lives in the UK. And then we have Sam Rehan and just wonderful, our collaborators over there. But what I want to do is when you come back, I want to see if you want to come on to some of our other podcasts that we have here within our community, like the Diane McClay Show or the Trish Campbell and Diane McClay. And they are on the Transformation Talk Radio Network, but they're part of my media group. And they're just amazing hosts. And I think you would be a perfect guest. Let's tell the audience a little bit about you, because this 15 minutes goes quick. And we've already had a few minutes of singing and dancing and having fun.
It's already been 5 minutes. Okay, let's go.
Okay, let's get to it. So you are an award-winning international public speaker, best-selling author and CEO, founder of Meraki Training Academy.
You help entrepreneurs
that are frustrated with their struggle to speak on larger stages so that they can take the next step in their business. Welcome to the show. And I also have a couple people in my group that are becoming speakers and that want what you have. So tell us about it.
Sure. Well, I'm just going to launch into my story then, because I was thinking about this idea of stories of hope, and I was really excited to share the story, because let's start at the very beginning, which was actually a month ago for a lot of people. You know, after COVID, I think a lot of people were just like, who am I? What's important? What do I do? Am I in alignment? I'm not in alignment. How do I want to show up in the world? And you know, I love traveling. this accent, yes, is South African, but it's actually a mixture of, it's English, but I was born in Zimbabwe, raised in South Africa, spent 10 years in London. Now I've been in Paris. So I've always been traveling my whole life.
Okay. You're a world traveler. You're a world traveler.
I'm a world traveler. I love traveling. And people always ask, okay, are you traveling towards something or away from something?
Yeah.
And let's be honest, after COVID, I was running away.
Right.
I was really running away from, I just wanted to like let go of everything that was Paris. And, you know, being an entrepreneur, it's really, really hard. It was just, you know, when you just feel like, okay, I might have a nervous breakdown or I don't know who I am. I just need to escape. So I escaped to Crete, to Greece for 5 weeks. And I just had the most amazing experience there. I was on my own. I did what I wanted. I was in the warmth of the people, the warmth of the energy, the sun. I know you're feeling what I'm saying in terms of the yang energy. And I absolutely loved it. And my mom was like, I'm definitely coming to visit you. So my mom came to visit. It was the first time the two of us had spent time together. So we were a little bit freaked out, but it ended up being an amazing experience. And we stayed in this really lovely village up at the top, very simple, like everyone knew everyone. And it was just so beautiful. It was like, okay, you know, reconnecting me with what's important. And mom and I would walk up and down to the beach every single day. And there was this great hotel on the right, well, the left, depending on where we were walking, called Belito. So I don't know if you're listening and you're from South Africa. Belito is this awesome little village, like a surf village. It's sun, it's fun, awesome. And I said to my mom, I wonder if the guy who owns this hotel is South African. I looked to my right and I saw there was a sign on the door that said, if you need me, I'm at the pool bar.
Ooh.
So I was like, I'm there. So my mom and I, we looked to each other and we're like, okay, pool bar, gin and tonic? We're like, yes. We went. Ended up meeting this guy. He opened his mouth and this South African accent came out. And I felt like I was home.
Oh.
There was something that just connected within me. And we had, Cornelia, the best night. May have been because of the gin and tonics, but, you know, let's not talk about that. The best night. I ended up laughing so much that I was crying. In stitches.
Oh, my God.
And I thought to myself, when was the last time I've been this happy?
Right. Oh, this
I
is
had so been, it had been 7 years, you know, since I've moved to Paris. I had slowly started to lose myself, you know, lose the real Connie, because that's what we do, right? We get into the mask. We didn't get into the expectations, the feeling safe, all of that stuff, right? And then the next day, I was at the beach. And we ended up meeting like a great couple that night. And then we ended up having like, you know, we went the next day, we were on the beach together anyway. So I was sitting on the beach, sun, sea, and I was like reflecting on my life as you do. And I thought back and I thought, you know, maybe I need to move to Greece.
Oh.
I thought, you know, because this is just, I love who I am here. Mm. And Cornelia, this voice came to my head that said, well, it's not Greece. It's how Greece makes you feel. And I realized that actually, you know, home has always been within me. And I've been traveling the world, looking outside of myself to try and find home. But home has always been in me. Anyway, and I was like, oh my God, this is amazing. And then I looked at the time and I was like, oh my God, I have to run. I rushed back to my Airbnb because I had a client call. I was in my bikini. I was in my flip-flops and I had the most amazing coaching call of my life because I was connected to me.
Yeah.
I had come home to the real me.
Yeah. And that's such a beautiful story. That's such a beautiful story because what you did is you connected to nature, brought that back to you. How you felt there, it brought it back and it brought it, you brought it right back home to you that no matter where you are, there it is. And you connected to that feeling. Then you had a great call. It's exactly what we all need to do is connect to that feeling and have that experience for ourselves so that we can relate to it. You know what I mean? So I think it's great. Would you tell the audience how they can learn more about you, you know, where we can find out your social media? And then also, we're going to be introducing you to a couple of other people that you can come back and have another podcast with us, and certainly have another collaboration with me again as well.
Oh, I love you. Thank you so much. Well, I'm on social media everywhere. The best way to reach me is through Facebook. My name is Connie Lee Courageous Bennett, because it takes courage, right, to really step into the new identity, step into who it is that you're wanting to be. So, yeah, I'd love to connect with you guys if you're listening and you want to connect more with me.
Yeah, absolutely. And we're definitely going to be connecting with you, because I want to introduce you to Diane McClay. Hers is the Choice and Courage Company. So courage.
Love it.
That's her podcast.
Yeah.
That's so perfect. So what I want everybody to do now, we're gonna go to a commercial here in a few minutes. But what I want everybody to do is I want you to go to the App Store, and I want you to download the KS Media Group app. And this is the app where I feature the world's best leading entrepreneurs in their field. Go there and click on your download it to your phone, and then click on free account, create your free account. The app is free, and you're going to get a free ebook, and then go to directories and look at all the resources and podcasts that is listed under there, because it's going to help you in, you know, your life right now with the world's best leading influencers. So hurry up, everyone. Go get that app. Go get it now and connect to the feeling that Connie Lee Bennett was telling us about being home and coming home to yourself. It's about the feeling that Greece was giving her that she was needing to get in touch with. So thank you so much, Connie Lee Bennett. We'll see
you. Thank you.
We'll see more of you in the future. Thank you so much. And we're going to take a break.
Pleasure.
And we'll be right back.
When trauma is stored in the body, it can subconsciously affect and determine our life experience. Learn how the mind connects with the body and how you can pursue your own healing and growth so that your light shines brighter than ever. On the Law of Attraction Traction with host, my mom, Corinne Beerfield. Every third Tuesday of the month at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. To learn more about Corinne and her services as a holistic, heart-centered counselor, visit CorinneBeerfield.com.
Tune into Hungry for Answers every first and third Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com with me, Robin Clare. I am a recovery coach, professional, and best-selling author, bringing you eye-opening conversations about addiction and groundbreaking tools for recovery. To learn about me and my offerings, visit Clarity.com. That's Claire, Clare-ITY.com.
Not just talk, conversation for profound self-awareness. Stick with us. Your best life awaits on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
You're driven, and it totally shows. Your career is taking off. You're killing it in the mom game. But did your health needs make it on the plate this week? Tune in to Boss Up Babes, where Carissa Adkins helps babes show up, boss up, and thrive. Every second and fourth Tuesday at 12:30 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Become the boss babe you were meant to be. To sign up for one of Carissa's group coaching programs, visit 365dailyhustle.com.
Learn how to lead a happier life on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Welcome back, everyone. I couldn't wait for the music to stop so I can start talking, because I want to tell you about my next guest. She says that luck doesn't exist, you create it. And I love that. She's our second guest today from France. you've got to love technology, and you've got to love that we're able to do that and bring you these amazing entrepreneurs that are change makers in the world, making the world a better place. My next guest, her name is Biba Pedron, and she's a business mindset coach. She served as a sales and marketing manager for over 15 years and quickly established herself as a subject matter expert and started her own business. She authored multiple bestsellers and just released M.DR, the winning formula for a successful life. Luck doesn't exist, you create it. Welcome to the show today.
Hi, thank you for inviting me, and hello to everybody.
Yes, it's great to have you. So you know firsthand, like, you were a sales associate, you were a marketing associate, so you learned all the skills that you learned to become this powerful, entrepreneur.
Badass. I call myself a badass. That's right.
Badass entrepreneur that you are today, right? And so that you can help people doing what it is that you're doing now, marketing themselves, because as entrepreneurs, we have to market ourselves and we have to be unapologetic about it. We have to be able to stand out. So tell us about Luck Doesn't Exist, You Create It. What's that passion that you want to share with us today?
Well, actually, you just mentioned the book, and it just released like a month ago in English, the US version, the English version, and I did it the French version a year ago. And really, it's because everything that I do in my life is to show people that whatever people would tell you that it's just impossible, you can do it if you really want it. And my life is just show that, because when I was younger, I had a dream to move to the United States, and of course, and that I wanted to be an American. So of course, everybody said it was not possible. I will never move to the United States. It took me years and years and years to get there. But finally, I was able to move to the US in 2003. And I even have for 2 years go back and forth, and I saw like six lawyers, and five of them say that it was impossible, that I will never get a visa. And I didn't want to listen to them. And I said, I know that I want, I decided that I want to live in the United States, so I will live in the United States. So I never stop. The first five say, no, it's not possible. You don't have enough money. You don't have a bigger project. You don't have this. You don't have that. I said, I don't care. I will go another one, another one, another one. And then the number six say, okay, no problem. You don't need, because one of them say that I will need $1 million to start a business over there. The second one said I will need 500K. Then the 100K. Another one say you have to get married. I said, I don't want to be married if I don't want to be married, just for that. Another one say there's no way. And the number six say, forget about all of this. Yes, you can. And I got the visa in 6 months. So that was the first thing. And then, so it was 2003. And then I said, okay, now it took me years and years to get there. At least 10 years to be able to do everything that I wanted. Now I'm happy. I'm the highway of success. And I would be an American one day. Except that about like a year after, I had breast cancer for the first time. And then, of course, everybody told me around me, even my family, you can't stay over there. You have to come to France. You have to do the surgery and all that kind of things. And it was not, you know, it's not really easy to make the decision because I don't know any, I didn't know anybody in the US when I moved over there, and I didn't even speak English. So I was really alone. And then I got friends, and I had people, and I had clients. But then I said, no, I don't care about the cancer. I will go back and forth to do what I have to do. And then I even said to the surgeon, do whatever you have to do, but in a week, I'm back to New York. And he was like, wow, just crazy. He said, can't you ask your boss at least 2 weeks of vacation? And I said, no, my boss will never want that. And my mother was sitting next to me, and my mother said, no, she's her own boss, so she can do it. And I said, I have a dream. I can't stay here. Okay, do what do your surgery, do whatever you have to do. But when I'm outside the hospital, I don't want to even think about the cancer. And then, so everything went fine. And then 10 years later, the cancer came back. And then again, when the second time, you know, you wonder like, you know, is it the end? Because you never know. Yeah. And then the second time, it's funny because at first, well, it was not funny. Of course, I cried a lot and I had that a lot. But then after the surgery and everything was finished, I think I said to myself, I think this is a gift. I don't really understand why it's a gift, but I think it's a gift. And then when I did the radiation, I had a lot of people who always came to me and say, why do you have this positive attitude? I mean, we know that you're sick and tired. So how is it possible? And I was like, I don't know. This is how I am, I guess. And then I realized that I could help even people, not just people in the business, marketing, and that's at the business, but I can also help people to tell them that never put the illness in your head. If you let the cancer go to your head, you're done. But if you continue your life, and then few years later, I told my story once in a seminar, in an interview, and then I had a woman who contacted me, and she said, I'm the marketing agent for a group of nurse, oncology nurse in France, and we need your help. Would you come to help us with the marketing and to be the godmother for the year? I was like, really? Because I never said to anybody that I want to help people with cancer. So, and I found this, you know, sometimes you see something in your head, you don't have to tell anybody, and then it's just happening. So I think that the fact that I had it twice, the fact that I wanted to move to the US and nobody believed me, each time I have something different. And then I said to people, I lived it, so I can tell you that it's possible. And that's the reason why also I wrote the book, because very often people say, oh yeah, that's your story, that's you, you can do it, but not other people. And I have also very inspiring story in the book. I have a guy who went through war in, I don't remember the country, in Rwanda. He lost his whole family and he was able to get up from there. And then plenty of story like that to show people that it's not just few people who have a lot of struggle in their life. But then when you know what you want, and when you're a very positive person, and when you have that mindset and to say, I will do it, whatever happened, you can do it. So that's what I said. Also, the chance doesn't exist. You created it, because very often people have something good happening. You say, oh, it's happened by chance. No. You did stuff before. And that's the reason why it's happened. So my last thing is, I'm not American yet, but I'm in the process of the green card. And actually, due to COVID, I was not able to go home in Miami for the past 22 months. Because I'm in the process, and with the COVID, it just stopped. And so I'm just waiting right now to be able to go home. But I know that it will, even if it's another obstacle, but I know that at some point I will be able to go home, and that's it. And as long as you really want something in your guts and you don't let anybody or anything stop you, it's just possible. You just can do whatever you want.
I think that's incredible. You've got incredible energy. There's so many things that are coming to mind with everything that you shared. So many golden nuggets, and that I want to sponsor you. I mean, I just feel like, you know, what you're talking about here is, it's gold. It's absolutely true. Don't leave the cancer in your head, and that, you know, be determined, be resolute in what it is that you want. You said the key thing, and that is, you have to want it. And then that, from that place, that's the place, from that place, you're going to create and go from there. So I have no doubt that you're going to come back home, and that you're going to come back home.
Absolutely.
Tell us again where to find the book, number one, and then where to find your social media. And then let me ask you this too. Are you interested in more collaborations within our community?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Great. Absolutely. You'll be hearing from us.
Okay. No problem. So I just wanted to specify that the MDR, because French, it's the equivalent of LOL. But in English, people don't really understand. But I don't use it even as LOL in French. I said it's motivation plus determination equal the realization or of all of your dreams. So people can find me on Facebook. That's the easiest way, Biba Pedron, P-E-D-R-O-N. And just let's say hello and let me know that you were on the show. You saw the show.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, we're definitely going to have you back through our network and through our circles. Thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you very much.
Inspiring us today. And I'm certain that you're going to make it back home. Now, I want everyone to go to the App Store, download the KS Media Group app on their phone. And if you are an entrepreneur and you want to be considered to be a founding member within our app that features the world's best influencers, then feel free to reach out to me at radio@corneliastephanie.com. For all of you that are staying tuned for the next show, The Crooked Climb with Suzanne Taylor King and Denise Stiegel. Stay true for the next half hour of inspiration, and we'll see you again soon. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. Thank you.
Thank you. Thea.
You've been listening to The Cornelia Stephanie Show, Wake Up to Love, your call to action. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio. Cornelia's joy is to engage others in practical ways, showing us how to live in the new earth in harmony with our true nature. For more information on Cornelia and her extraordinary work, or to listen to past shows, go to her website at corneliastephanie.com.
The views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.